Once upon a time, the drop of a new album from Led Zeppelin or Pink Floyd would generate these kinds of cultural waves. These days, it's a new iPhone. That story in a minute. From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. It's not a huge stock market, but in the last month, it has tended to set the tone for global stock trading on a given day. The key index on the volatile Shanghai stock market recovered from earlier losses today to end up 2.9%. Market players suspect policy interventions by the Chinese government helping to prop things up here, given that new data today about China's economy is downbeat. Exports from the world's second largest economy are down for a second month in a row. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Exports from China to the rest of the world were down 5.5% in August, but there's something else that worries economists.
What's interesting about it is not so much the export weakness, it's the import weakness.
Patrick Shavonik is chief strategist at Silvercrest Asset Management. Imports to China were down by nearly 14% from a year ago. Chinese demand for global commodities like iron ore and aluminum are drying up.
I think what that shows is just the depth of the slowdown that's taking place, particularly in heavy industry in China and in construction and sectors that really were growth drivers.
The key word here is were. As China transitions from an economy based on building things to one based on selling products to consumers, negative trade figures like this are inevitable. On the bright side for China, food imports to the country were up 24%, evidence that Chinese consumers are pulling their weight in these otherwise tough economic times, but they're not yet contributing enough to China's economy to deliver the rapid growth China enjoyed during the golden years of its big investment boom. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. The FT's 100 share index in London is up 1.8%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are up in the 1.9% range. Will the Fed raise interest rates next week despite the market unrest? The 10-year Treasury yield is up at 2.16%. The talk of the town, just about any town this week, is what Apple will be showing off tomorrow. Likely a new iPhone, modified in some way to be described as an upgrade, and perhaps Apple TV. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Apple's latest reveal comes amid concerns that the tech giant's growth might be slowing. Daniel Ives, an analyst with FBR Capital, says there's a lot riding on the new iPhone 6S.
The camera's going to be key. That's going to be a big focal point of presentation.
In addition to a better camera, the phone's reportedly getting an updated operating system and Force Touch. There may also be a bigger iPad for businesses. But Andrew Urquhart of Oppenheimer says there's too much focus on hardware improvements.
That people aren't buying the phone for hardware features, they're buying it for ecosystem.
To add to that ecosystem, Apple is expected to unveil a souped-up TV set-top box.
We will see the potential for gaming and apps to effectively turn your TV into another screen for Apple.
The key word here is potential. Apple has been threatening to remake TV for years, but the living room is still up for grabs. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
The group in charge of putting together a plan to restructure Puerto Rico's debt has been told to deliver the plan to the governor by today. Marketplace's Andy Euler says there's one item that might need work right away, and that is medical care.
Nearly half of the island's residents are enrolled in Medicare or Medicaid, but Puerto Rico's been borrowing to pay for that, too. Rafael Cox Alomar is a law professor at the University of the District of Columbia. He says the Clinton administration abolished a tax break that had for years brought investment to the island. Many healthcare businesses moved to the mainland.
They hark back to the Clinton years and to the mismanagement and lack of commitment and strategy that administration showed in its dealings with Puerto Rico. It's sad to say this, but it's the truth.
People have steadily been leaving Puerto Rico for the mainland since the 90s. The island is on track to lose another 500,000 people by 2050. Dr. David Linehan is president and CEO of Ponce Health Sciences University. He lives on the island and says Puerto Ricans who decide to stay may or may not have access to health care.
It's kind of screwy.
It's not like living on the mainland, where if you're on Medicare or Medicaid, your doctors just bill the federal government.
We don't have that right. So the government has said you're a territory, you don't have this right to do it. And what happens is the government gives a block grant down to Puerto Rico. If you spend it all, you can't go get more money.
and that could leave patients without access to health care. Senators introduced legislation last month to eliminate that cap on the grant for Puerto Rico's Medicaid. Professor Charles Venator Santiago teaches political science at the University of Connecticut. He says if adopted, it would treat the territory more like a state.
There would have to be local reforms because the public health care system that we have is fairly corrupt. There has to be a lot more accountability. And it can be done, and it could be done quickly if the federal government would move forward. But I don't see that impetus right now.
There's no hard deadline for restructuring Puerto Rico's health care funding issues, but it's inseparable from the larger debt problem and demands a solution. For one thing, if funding for Medicare and Medicaid runs out, the island's residents don't have the safety net of the Affordable Care Act. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And the telecom company Verizon this week is expected to unveil a new Watch TV on your phone system for free, the New York Times reports today. Well, how can they do that? They will use the ancient ways of old school television. The shows on the phones will have ads. Verizon is targeting so-called millennials, people 18 to 37-ish. Now, can you guess why they're calling this new service Go 90? Go 90. I couldn't figure it out at first. See, you rotate your phone 90 degrees for the widescreen effect to watch video. Got it now? It's all a little abstract. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and also Justin Ho, my good old producer here. From studios at Montclair State University today, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.